Ifá ní ẹni tí o gbọ̀yẹ̀ kú bá jáde fún kí ó rúbọ àmúbọ eré kí ó lè bà kó èrè délé ẹgbọ́ bí ifá ti wí. Àpá délé ló dífá fún ológbò tí ń roko ọdẹ. Ológbò lórí dáfá oko ọdẹ tí òun lọ yìí ǹjẹ́ òun lè rí ẹran pa ni ó dáfá sí. Wọ́n ní ẹbọ ni kó rú òkété mẹ́ta kí ó fi apupa adìyẹ lọ fi bọ́ iṣu kí ó tó lọ sí oko ọdẹ. Ológbò ṣe tí ìgbọ́n ìṣẹ́bọ nígbà tí ó dé oko ọdẹ ni ó bá pa eku ni èṣù bá na àdó ebi sí ni ebi bá ń pa ológbò ni ó bá jẹ gbogbo eku tí ó pa. Nígbà tó délé wọ́n bí léèrè ẹran tí ẹ pa ní oko ọdẹ wá ń kọ́. Ó ní òun ti múra nù. Ìdí nìyí tí wọ́n fi ń sọ pé apá délé ni kò jẹ́ kí á mọ̀ pé ológbò ń sọdẹ eku. Ifá says that for the one for whom Ogbeyeku appears, they should make a sacrifice to bring good fortune so that they may return home with profit. Listen to what Ifá says. Apá Adele consulted an oracle for the cat. This is the Ifá cast for the cat who was preparing to go hunting. The cat went to consult Ifá, asking if it would catch any game in the hunt it was about to embark on. Ifá responded, saying it should offer a sacrifice. The cat was told to sacrifice 3 rats and offer the chicken to Eshu before going to the hunting ground. The cat ignored the advice of the sacrifice. When it got to the hunting ground, it only caught mice. Eshu then cast the net of hunger upon the cat and it ate all the mice it had caught. When the cat returned home, it was asked, "Where is the game you caught from the hunt?" It responded, saying it had eaten it along the way. This is why it is said, the reason we don't recognize the cat as the best hunter of rats is that it always consumes its prey before returning home.